This is KUT. The State Board of Education is hearing public comment today about a controversial Mexican-American Studies textbook. It was the only Mexican-American Studies textbook submitted for review to the board this year. KUT's Kate McGee spoke with one history professor about why that might be.
3 years ago, State Board of Education member Ruben Cortez asked his fellow members to create a Mexican-American Studies elective course for public schools. Instead of adding the course, the board asked publishers to submit new textbooks on the subject through an existing elective, Special Topics in Social Studies. Just one book was submitted by a small publishing company called Momentum Instruction. So far, it hasn't gotten great reviews.
It is littered with too many factual errors, created by individuals with no subject matter expertise, dripping with racism and intolerance.
That's Ruben Cortez at a press conference this month denouncing the textbook. He organized a committee of professors and one high school teacher to review the book. The committee found 141 errors. UT Austin history professor Emilio Zamora has also criticized the textbook.
They do not make use of the ongoing discussions, debates, treatments of themes and topics. The literature is vast, and they're not engaging that literature at all.
But Zamora says he doesn't just blame the textbook authors. He says the State Board of Education set themselves up for this situation.
When they decided not to adopt a course on Mexican-American studies, they, in effect, denied publishers or discouraged publishers for submitting books for adoption.
Since there's no Mexican-American Studies course, there's no real market for these textbooks and no incentive to write one.
Publishers have to invest an impressive amount of resources. They are businesses, after all, and they can't just enter a market when a market doesn't exist or exists only barely exists.
Zamora, who specializes in Mexican-American history, recently wrote a Texas history textbook for the publishing house Pearson. It was approved by the State Board of Education last year. Zamora says one reason he was brought on by Pearson to write that textbook was because of his background in Mexican-American studies.
They wanted to broaden the curriculum so that it would be more relevant and more appealing to districts and teachers and students.
Pearson did not return a request for comment before KUT's deadline. The State Board of Education will just hear public comment today. They will decide whether to approve the textbook in November. Kate McGee, KUT News.